In the meantime, the government is expected to approve the National Broadband Plan this morning. It'll see the rollout of high-speed fibre broadband to more than 500,000 homes across Ireland over the next few years. A number of alternatives have been rejected, despite the cost of the project reaching up to €3 billion. Cost €3 billion, what'll the state own at the end of all this? Nothing. But it will be there, they say, and so it's over 25 years it'll be rolled out. And there's only one bidder left in it, and the cabinet are going to be talking about it, announce it, and all sorts of stuff. I don't know, will we get it? It's been going on since about 2005, something like that. Let's talk to Ashley Glover, who's a lobbyist in Wicklow for broadband. Ashley, good morning to you.
Good morning, Declan.
Good morning. So you're jumping for joy and you're optimistic.
I'd say a little bit of mixed feelings at the moment. You know, as you know, the cabinet's due to decide today. There was some talk that it would be, you know, put in front of the whole all of the TDs. Because I suppose in some ways this is a kind of national decision, but the cabinet have decided to kind of decide just themselves based on two main pieces of evidence, really, or two main recommendations. One from the Department of Communications, which is a strong push ahead, and one from Pascal and the lads in the Department of Finance, which is saying it's not really value for money, and we should look at maybe alternative options.
Yeah,
but that's where.
But
we're
you
at,
don't so. Care about that, Ashley. You just want it there, right?
No, not at all. Not at all. No, that's not the case. I think if you read the media, they'd be focused really just on cost and the time frame. No, I think you know, anybody that follows this closely would have more nuanced concerns than just whether it's a yes/no answer. Just because this is such a expensive project, and it's, you know, going to affect generations to come. So I think there's a bit more to just going, oh, how much will it cost and how long will it take? But to be honest, they're the two things you're going to see in the media today, and that's really what people are going to focus on. So maybe if you have a minute, what we could look through is really what people should be looking at in the release of documentation today. Now, there's going to be a vast amount of documentation released today, and we understand about the National Broadband Plan. And one of the reasons of I suppose for the department bringing that transparency, which is maybe unusual. Usually a lot of this contracting is done quite secretly behind closed doors. I think one of the reasons why there's going to be such an unprecedented release of information is that, you know, it has to really be a national decision. We all have to decide if we all want to spend this amount of money and if we all want to get the right results. And how we approach this, you know?
And actually, if we were spending it in a couple of years, you know, we'd think, geez, €3 billion. Look what you could do with that. Over 25 years, does that make a difference to you?
It doesn't. Actually, the money bit, the total cost to me doesn't really make any odds. It is what it is. I'd have questions about the €3 billion figure. It just seems out of whack. And with known figures in the industry. So if you talk to industry experts, they go, where did you get that figure? It appears a weird figure. It jumped, as you probably know, from €500 million to €3 billion. And we don't really know how that happened. We may get more transparency on that today, because the fundamentals haven't really changed. In fact, a number of premises have been removed from the rollout because of the commitment agreement that previous Minister Dennis Norton signed with Aircom to allow them to pass, and that's important, not connect, but pass 300,000 premises across the country. And basically what that did was strand a huge amount of premises. So I think where I live, up between Ashford and Roundwood, the Aircom piece of fibre goes to the nearest equestrian centre to me, and then the 17 houses on the end of the lane are stranded. Somebody now has to come and finish that job.
Yeah, and would that be what you would see part of the €3 billion spent on, that your 17 houses would get it?
Yeah, so what we don't know is how much of the money that the state is going to spend is going to go to Aircom for this so-called poll tax. And that is the amount that, it's a regulated amount of kind of wholesale access pricing. We don't know how much of the spend is going to go to Aircom for that access. So the new bidding company that wins the National Broadband Plan is going to have to pay an amount of money to Aircom to use its infrastructure, and we don't know how much of a bill the state is going to.
Okay, now it might appear I'm concentrating on your 17 houses beside you, but there has been some criticism that people might have said in the past, you know, it'd be great to have the broadband and all that sort of stuff, but they don't sign up to it. So the 17, it would be rolled out for the 17, but not everybody will actually say they want it.
Exactly. So there will be reasons why people don't take it. And I think, you know, without going into the details of it, because they haven't, you know, they're not out till today, there will be elements of the plan that will address that. The detail of them, as I say, will be available today. But we don't know the detail of what will be available, for example, for rental properties. We don't know what the affordability will be, because if it turns out that, you know, because of having two wholesale, because you're going to have two wholesale operators and one retail operator now, which I think in telecom is unprecedented in the world. It's a weird situation, and what we're doing, it doesn't work like that in other telecom markets. You just have a wholesale telecom operator and a retail one. We're now adding another margin on top of that. So, but yet the regulated price has to be similar to the regulated price for people in Dublin or in Cork or in Limerick or whatever. So we don't know how much it's going to cost to the end user yet. Again, that information may be coming out today, and probably around, I'd say, after lunch or mid-afternoon.
Right, so after all these years, you know, would you be optimistic? What do you think is going to be there? We'll call it 3 or 4 years. What's going to be there?
Yeah, well, I suppose what I'd like to see, I suppose, if it's, let's look at the downside first, maybe. If it doesn't work, then what I'd like to see is fail quickly. What we don't want to do is go into an Aircom-type situation where the winning bidder loads up the special purpose vehicle with debt and then flips it. You know, they'd be tempted maybe to do that in the first year or two before the take-up rates are proven. And that process could then be repeated numerous times. As you know, that's happened with Aircom, I think, 8 or 9 times now over the last kind of 12 or 15 years. So that would be bad, obviously, because then the money would be taken out of the thing rather than going into the investment. So I'm kind of, you know, I don't really have concerns that's not covered in the contract. But again, we don't know. We don't know what's in the contract. So until we see what the rules are there, we don't know really how the winner is going to approach it. I suppose if it is going to fail, I'd like to see it fail quickly. You know, we don't want this to drag on and kind of limp along. Because
fail and get on to the next bit, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. So many other countries in the world that are looking at this. And, you know, we've probably made some bad decisions along the way. For me, the biggest kind of poor decision-making was around ownership. KPMG came in, did a report, you know, really only a few lines on it about ownership. And the decision was that the ownership would go to the bidder after 20 or 25 years. Probably that's not the best plan, because it means they can keep flipping it. Whereas if it was to revert to the state, then really, you know, it'd be a performance-related contract for the period of that contract. You know, they'd put the money in and get their return on a, you know, month by month.
And every time you think of Telecom Éireann and Aircom and all that,
and all
the people who owned it along the way, and
I think what's kind of interesting to me is that the government hasn't taken this as an opportunity to do some kind of wholesale regulatory reform, basically to get to grips with Comreg and to, I suppose, improve the regulatory regime. You know, as you'll know, anyone that has to deal with Aircom or some of the other operators, you know, it's a nightmare. And the regulatory regime, you know, it's questionable whether it's fit for purpose, particularly when it comes to the wholesale side. So that needs to be fixed.
Okay.
It needs to be fixed on the consumer side.
Well, listen, actually, we leave it there and see. Maybe we reconvene when we get to know what the debate between the minister and the other ministers with the money comes together,
Pascal and Richard,
and see what happens. Yeah, we'll indeed. Thanks very much indeed. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Ashley Glover there, who's a lobbyist for rural broadband, based here in Wicklow, as you heard, between Ashford and Roundwood, and a nice, lovely rural part of the countryside. But broadband, you've got to be able to do the business.